Oh, good morning. The air sure smells good this morning, doesn't it? It's a great day for a stroll. Of course, I try to take a stroll most every morning. Good for the circulation, you know. Hello, George. How's the mail route?
Oh, busy, Whit. Don't have time to stop and chat. You know our motto, neither rain nor snow nor dark of night shall stay the mailman from his appointed rounds.
George Poindexter. Snow and rain may not stop him, but coffee and donuts sure do. Well, let's see. I usually walk up Maple, but I think I'll take Oak today. One thing you have to get used to in Odyssey is that a good many of the neighborhoods don't have sidewalks. There's really nothing wrong with that, I suppose, unless, of course, you want to get from one place to another by walking. But that's just a minor irritation. Odyssey has more than its share of good points to balance things out, like the people. Good people, most of them. And besides that, it's so, well, familiar, like this block. I haven't been down this way in quite a while, but I feel right at home. There's Mrs. McAllister sitting at her window. Mr. Barnes is working in his yard across the street. Here's the McKay house with all their boxes in the driveway. Boxes? Well, what would the McKays want with all those boxes? Excuse me. Hello there.
Well, hello.
Unless I'm very much mistaken, have you really changed in the past few weeks? You're not Bob McKay, are you?
No, I'm not. My name's Larry. Larry Walker.
John Avery Whittaker. But everyone around here calls me Whit. You know, you really threw me for a loop. I guess I don't know this neighborhood as well as I thought I did.
Oh, well, we did kind of steal in by night.
You know, now that I think about it, I do recall seeing something in the Odyssey Chronicle a while back about the McKays planning to move. Well, I'm sure they'd be pleased to know that such a nice man has moved into their place.
Still moving, actually. My wife and I both work, so we've only been able to move in our spare time over the past couple of weeks.
You've been in town 2 weeks and I didn't know about it? Well, I'm more out of touch than I thought. Hey, can I help you with anything?
Well, the heavy stuff's already inside. We're kind of at the sorting stage right now, trying to straighten out the garage and... I'll tell you what, if you want to shuffle some boxes, though, you're more than welcome.
Why, sure. What brings you folks to Odyssey, Larry, if you don't mind my asking?
Oh, no, not at all. We're working with Odyssey Community College.
Oh, are you professors?
No, nothing so lofty, I'm afraid. You can just put that box down over here. My wife, Colleen, and I, we own a public relations company. We specialize in PR, promotion for small organizations and educational institutions around the country. That one goes over there. We're here to handle the fundraising for OCC.
Well, that sounds like very interesting work. And a worthy cause, if there ever was one.
Well, we enjoy it. We do have to move around a lot, though. Got to keep going where the jobs are.
Is your wife at the college now?
Oh, no. She's inside the house.
You must think I'm awfully nosy.
Oh, no. Quite the contrary. Most places we've lived, people have been so, well, cold, distant. You know, it's refreshing to know that there are still places where people are actually interested in each other.
Well, we do have 2 weeks to catch up on, you know.
How long have you been here in Odyssey, Whit?
Almost 17 years now. We moved here in 1971, me and my wife, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Did business bring you here, too?
No, we came to get out of the big city, Chicago in our case. In fact, I really liked the job I had there. I was a researcher for Universal Encyclopedia.
We've got a set of those. How interesting.
It was at that. But I was raised in a rural area, and you know what they say about taking the boy out of the country. Well, we just wanted to live a life in a town with a little slower pace.
Odyssey?
On the nose.
Well, from what I've seen, I think you made the right choice. Say, listen, Whit, we'd like to have you and your wife over for dinner, just as soon as we get this place cleaned up.
Oh, well, Larry, Jenny passed on about 9 years ago.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, there's no need. She lived a full life, and we had 33 wonderful years together. I do miss her sometimes, though. But say, I'd like to take you up on that invitation if it's still open.
Oh, you bet.
Hurry up, Sean. You're going to miss the bus.
That's my wife.
I don't care. I don't like to ride the bus anyway.
Oh, who was that?
That was our daughter, Sean. Just started eighth grade.
Oh, she's going to McCollum, right?
Right.
Good school.
Sean, this is the last warning.
All right, I'm coming, I'm coming.
I can't believe it. There goes the bus again. That's the fourth time this week.
It doesn't matter, Mother, I can walk.
That's not the point. Riding the bus is a good way to meet new friends.
So?
Do you want me to take you?
No, I don't want you to take me. Look, I'm gonna be late, okay? I gotta go.
Maybe after school you could find some friends and stop off for a Coke.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do you have enough money? I can give you some.
Yes! I have enough money. I have enough everything, okay?
What is it, Sean? Don't you want to make friends? You want to spend the rest of your time in school all alone?
No.
Well, then what are you going to do about it? If you want to have a friend,
You have to be a friend. Oh, I've heard this speech before, okay? I gotta go.
Goodbye, Sean. Listen, I'll see
you
after school.
Look, I'm late, Daddy. I gotta get...
Oh, excuse me, young lady. I'm terribly sorry.
Do you mind?
Sean, come back here. Whit, I'm terribly sorry. I can't believe she did that.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Oh, no, it's not. And it's really not like her. Well, actually, it is like her lately.
Larry, you out there?
Yeah, out here, honey.
Well, folks, it's another fun-filled morning at the Walker House. I don't... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we had company.
Honey, I'd like you to meet one of our new neighbors, John Avery Whitaker. This is my wife, Colleen.
A pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
Excuse me, but how long have you...
Long enough for him to catch the grand finale. Tell me, Mrs. Walker, what's the secret of your success with children?
Well, at least I got her off to school.
Oh, that's true. See, we count it a good morning if you don't see any cuts or bruises, open wounds.
I'm sorry you had to witness that, Mr. Whitaker.
Please call me Whit.
I'm afraid our daughter's going through one of those proverbial stages.
Yeah, it's called being 13 years old.
Well, she's a lovely girl.
I wish she would realize that, because you're right. And she's very talented, too, you know. She sings, she paints, has a great sense of humor.
It's just been hard on her lately. It's not really Sean, it's the situation.
Like I told you, in our line of work, you just don't stay in one place very long. Every 2 or 3 years, we have to pack up everything and move.
Sean used to like it. She got to see different parts of the country, and mm-hmm. when she was little, that was very exciting. But now she's at the age where she wants a little more stability, to stay in the company of people her own age.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard in Odyssey. Mile for mile, I bet we have the largest concentration of friendly teenagers in America.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it takes Sean a while to come out of her shell.
Well, can you blame her, Larry? Every time she gets close to somebody, puts down some roots, off we go to some new project.
Yeah.
I think she's just put up a wall to keep from getting hurt. That's why I keep trying to get her to make some friends.
Yeah, but we can't force her to make friends.
I know.
No, you sure can't. Maybe the best you can do is make it a little easier.
How?
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Well, we've bothered you enough about this. Hey, why don't you come inside? I'll put on a pot of coffee.
That sounds like a good idea.
Oh, don't we have to get this garage finished?
No, my husband hasn't lassoed you into helping us move, has he?
Oh, no, not at all. In fact, I kind of insisted. It makes up for the way I've ignored you.
Yeah, Whit here feels like he's mistreated us because we've been in town for 2 whole weeks and he doesn't know our life history yet.
Oh, I see. Mm. Well, hey, if you feel really bad, there are a lot of windows to be washed and floors to be scrubbed.
Whoa. I'm beginning to feel better already.
Paper in math class. The teacher asked me to give it to you.
Oh, thanks.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Hey, Pete! Tony, wait up!
The teacher told me to give you this paper. Say, I know you. You're the new girl that all the guys can't wait to ask out. You sure are cute. Want to go out with me? Well, could be worse, I guess. Instead of going home, I could be going to the dentist. Or, of course, now that I have math homework, maybe the dentist wouldn't be so bad after all. Nah, with my luck, I just have to do math at the dentist.
Excuse me, miss.
What? Oh, it's you from this morning.
Yes, we sort of ran into each other at your house this morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was rude. Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. And apology accepted. Except...
Except what?
Well, I wonder if you could help me.
I don't know. I'll try. What do you...
I'm looking for a place called Wits End. It's kind of a bookstore, coffee shop, conversation place.
Yeah, I heard about it at school. You're about 3 blocks too far south.
Well, that's so.
Well, if you just keep going up the street here, you can't miss it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Say, it looks like we're going the same way. You wouldn't mind if I walked along with you, would you?
Well, I...
Oh, good, good. Say, you sure know your way around Odyssey, especially for someone so new in town.
Well, there just aren't that many places to get lost around here. Well, I mean, it's not like Los Angeles. This town's so small. Well, I've only been here 2 weeks, and I know where everything is.
Well, that's exactly what I mean. There are folks who've spent a good portion of their lives here and can't find a thing. You've been here only a fortnight, and you know the town like the back of your hand.
A fortnight? What's a fortnight?
Well, a fortnight is an English expression. It means 2 weeks.
You English?
No, but I was born and spent the first few years of my life in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah, you see, my mother died when I was born, and my father married a Scottish lady. She raised me and my brothers and sisters. Used to use phrases like fortnight all the time.
That's neat. Well, what's your name?
John.
Well, I'm Sean.
I know. John and Sean. It rhymes.
Yeah.
You mentioned Los Angeles a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're from?
Well, didn't my dad tell you?
Well, not really. Well, besides, I'd rather hear it from you.
Well, I guess I'm from lots of places, really. Chicago, New Orleans, Atlanta, Cincinnati, Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Places like Seminole, Oklahoma, and Klamath Falls, Oregon. Los Angeles is just the most recent.
Well, you're pretty well traveled.
That's because of Mom and Dad's business.
Sounds like a really exciting life.
I guess so. Well, that's what my parents keep saying anyway. We have to keep going where the work is.
Well, I'll bet you've seen some pretty interesting things, though, haven't you?
Well, yeah. I really like going to the Dodger games and the beach in L.A. last year. Well, New Orleans was really awesome, too. I went to the Mardi Gras, and I got to see one of those big funerals where all the musicians marched down the street.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my favorite spot was this place in Oregon called Crater Lake.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been there myself.
Really?
You bet.
Well, did you know that the crater is really the top of a volcano? It's one of the deepest lakes in the U.S., but the water is so clear you can see all the way to the bottom.
Yes, I know. And it doesn't get dark there until real late.
Right.
You know, I remember we used to go on hikes at about 9 o'clock at night and the sun would still be shining. You come to think of it, I recall painting a picture of Crater Lake. I think it's in my basement somewhere.
You paint?
Not as much as I used to, but I still dabble in the oils now and then.
I love to paint. I've painted a picture of almost every place I've lived.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one advantage of moving around a lot, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But it sure would be nice to have something else besides a picture to remember a place by.
Living life out of the back seat of a car must get pretty lonely, huh?
Well...
Makes it kind of scary to make new friends.
I guess. Well, here we are. Wits End.
W-H-I-T. Well, kind of a funny way to spell wit.
Well, I think it's named after the owner.
Sounds like he's a couple of bricks short of a load.
Well, I hope you find the book you want.
Oh, I don't come here for the book so much. Folks come here to talk, spend time together, get better acquainted. In fact, about this time of day, I bet there'll be a lot of kids from your school inside.
Yeah. Well, I heard people talking about it. I thought you hadn't been here before.
Well, I never said that. Besides, I thought from the way you found your way here that you had been here before.
Well, I never said that.
But you've been in town for 2 weeks. I'd have thought you'd known the place real well by now.
Well, nobody's asked me. Besides, everyone comes here to talk. I'm afraid I won't have anything to say to anyone.
You? You've had all these experiences, been all around the country. How could you not have anything to say?
They don't want to hear about that stuff.
Oh, how do you know they don't? I'll bet most of these kids have never been out of this town, much less the state. They'd probably like to hear about what goes on in other parts of the country.
I don't know. I just don't think they'll talk to me.
Well, how come?
Because nobody talks to me at school. Why should they talk to me here?
Oh.
It's what happens when you're the new kid. I'm always the new kid.
Now, wait a minute. I seem to recall you and I having a pretty nice conversation a few minutes ago. And we were complete strangers when we met.
That's different.
Why?
Oh, no, it just was.
Well, maybe it's because I wouldn't take no for an answer. And I spoke to you first.
Excuse me, Mr. Whittaker. There's a telephone call for you.
Could you take a message, Bob?
Okay.
Whittaker. As in wit. As in wit's end. You own this place. You didn't need my help at all.
Now, Sean...
Oh, this is great. Did my parents put you up to this?
No. I met them this morning. But nobody put me up to anything.
I don't understand. Why did you do this? Just to embarrass me?
Oh, of course not. Why would a total stranger want to embarrass you?
Then why?
To get to know you. Your parents think you're a really interesting person, Sean, and now that I've talked to you, I agree with them. I'll bet those kids in there would, too, if you gave them half a chance.
You don't understand. It isn't that easy.
It's never easy. It's a risk every time. And sometimes you lose. People let you down. But that still seems better to me than making yourself out to be a loser every time.
It's not me. I want to have friends. It's just nobody talks to me. They're the ones that don't want to take the risk.
Well, you got a point there. Sometimes you got to help people along a little bit. Sometimes you got to give a gentle little nudge.
Like you did with me.
Well, I thought maybe the best way to help you was to let you think you were helping me.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker.
Hi, Roger. Say, Roger, have you met...
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Sean?
Yeah, you know that math paper you gave me at school?
Yeah.
Well... I think I missed the part where Mr. Williams explained that stuff.
It's just fractions.
Yeah, I know, but... Well, do you think I could look at your notes? Maybe you could help me.
You mean... now? Here?
Well, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, sure. Come on in.
Learns quick, doesn't she? Oh, me. Sometimes I don't know what to say when people ask me why I like living in this town, but I think I just discovered the answer. You see, for some folks, like Sean, Odyssey is a start. For others, it's a finish. For everyone, at least a stopping-off place. But it's always filled with unforgettable experiences. That's a big part of what makes Odyssey so special. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have a phone call to make. Say, drop by again, will you?